Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Gretchen West. She is the Executive Vice President of the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International. Gretchen, there has been an awful lot about drones in the news lately. And it's coming from all directions. It's coming from the state of Virginia. It's coming from the White House. It's coming from the military. Can you put it all kind of in context and tell me what your organization is all about and what your goals are?
Well, AUVSI is a nonprofit organization that represents the unmanned systems community. And essentially what happened almost a year ago next week, the FAA reauthorization bill was passed into law, and there was language in that bill that talked about integrating unmanned aircraft systems into the national airspace in the United States. And since that time, the technology really has become more known to the general public, which is why you're seeing a lot more news about it from those different groups that you mentioned. AUVSI is working very hard to educate the public about the different uses of the technology. Yes, it has been historically primarily used by the military and continues to be, but we're also seeing a real shift in the uses by the civil and commercial markets. Now, the FAA still very heavily regulates our industry and is working on rules and regulations about how unmanned aircraft can be flown in the national airspace system for both civil and commercial purposes, but there are some applications that are being used today, and we are anxiously pushing the FAA to come up with publicly come out with some of those rules, in addition to coming out with information about the test sites that are going to be set up, so that the civil applications and the commercial applications of this technology can actually be put to use in the United States.
Well, right now they're so severely restricted in the civilian sector as to be useless, right?
No, not necessarily. I mean, there are civil applications. So essentially what, according to the FAA guidelines, public aircraft are allowed to apply through the FAA through a certificate of authorization or a COA. And again, only public agencies can apply for this. That would be an agency such as NASA, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, local law enforcement communities and agencies, and universities and research organizations. So there are public agencies that can apply for a COA so that they can fly these systems to do test and evaluation and research and development. So there are some that are flying now, and I wouldn't say that it's not minimal at this point in time, but we do want to see the FAA come out with those rules so we can have broader use, broader testing, broader research and development, and more use of this transitioning into the commercial market. We've been working on a study which is the preliminary results are showing that the agriculture market in the United States and the market for public safety are going to be two of the largest markets for use of this technology. In addition to that, the oil and gas community is going to get great use from this technology as well.
But it's not the technology that is in question. I can go down to the hobby store, and for $350, I can get a very capable unmanned aerial system that I can put a camera on, and I can use it to advertise my real estate listings or shoot a movie with it or things like that. It seems to me like it's the regulatory system that needs to get caught up.
Well, actually, what you just listed is actually illegal. There is a difference between how the FAA regulates.
I know, it's illegal, but it's certainly technically possible.
It is technically possible, yes. However, the FAA doesn't allow it at this point in time.
But there are, very large and influential groups who are pushing for that, and the FAA seems to be taking its time to allow that to happen, while other countries are much less regulatory in their nature about this sort of thing. What does your group do about that? Is there a lobbying aspect to your group?
There is, and really the FAA, this is even though this technology has been around for many, many decades, it really is it's newer to the FAA. So they've really had to almost reinvent the wheel in determining the regulations for this type of these types of aircraft. They're looking very diligently at the safety and the risk analysis and some of the things such as sense and avoid when they're coming up with the rules and regulations and the standards that are being developed for this technology. When you talk about other countries, there are some that probably are a little bit more ahead. However, AEVSI does serve on the International Civil Aviation Organization's UAS study group, which is essentially a collection of all the regulators in all the states that are looking at integrating UAS. And it's a big challenge for regulators across the globe. It's not specific to the FAA, because this is really a newer type of technology that they're having to deal with and integrating with public and general aircraft.
Okay, well, what about the public perception of unmanned aerial systems? You've got 9 states that are looking at legislation to restrict or regulate them. You've got the city of Charlottesville in Virginia saying, we don't want them at all. Where is that going, and is it even relevant to the discussion?
Well, I think public perception really needs to be changed, and I think that there's a lack of understanding about this technology. I think many people have seen talk about using these systems, these unmanned aircraft, for law enforcement use, and there's a picture of a predator, weaponized predator, that's shown on the screen, which is not at all what we're talking about. There's a lot of sensationalism that's going around when you're talking about small unmanned aircraft, which is primarily what we're talking about when you're looking at public safety uses, agriculture uses, oil and gas uses, and so on. So really the public perception needs to be changed so that there's a general understanding that for public safety, when you're talking about unmanned systems, small aircraft, you're talking about something that is less than 25 pounds, something that can be, for a law enforcement agent, can be put in the trunk of a car and deployed very easily. We're talking about something that has minimum endurance of 30 minutes to 60 minutes. We're not talking about any type of system that has persistent surveillance or could carry a very heavy payload. If you were to look at footage from a camera that was on a Cessna, a manned Cessna, versus footage that was on a small UAS that was taken from a camera, you wouldn't really be able to tell the difference in those pictures. So public perception really does need to be changed so there's a real true understanding of what we're talking about here. And these bills that have been coming out in the various states really reflect that there isn't a general understanding. These systems aren't going to be used. They're going to be used for very specific missions, for law enforcement, for search and rescue, for monitoring traffic, and not for persistent surveillance. The technology doesn't have the capability for persistent surveillance in these systems we're talking about today.
Well, how do you change that perception, and is that your group's mandate?
Well, it takes a lot of education, and that is something that AEVSI is working on. We are trying to meet with members on Capitol Hill to educate them about the realities of the technology. We are encouraging our own membership of more than 7,000 worldwide to talk to their local representatives as well. And we're also just trying to educate the general public and even the media when it comes to talking about small unmanned aircraft, you know, showing the correct pictures and what these systems look like and what they actually can do, what their capabilities are, instead of focusing on the sensationalism.
Well, there's plenty of that around right now, and I guess we'll both be watching it with some interest. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.